hoki mai anō rā tātou ki tō tātou reo irirangi Māori, te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Kei konei tētahi e mātou ana ki tēnā kaupapa e karangahia nei ko te taonga puoro. E takuhonga tēnā koe, ko waito ingoa nōhia koe.
Tēnā koe whita, ko Jerome tōku ingoa no Taihape ahau, kareotu i te rohe o Kahumuni.
Taonga puoro, tell us about it.
Taonga puoro comes from our beginnings, from our creation. There's a whakatauke or a saying, kei a te pō, te tīmatanga o te waiatatanga, ko ngā ātua, ko te ao mārama ki te ao tūro. So, you know, like in the beginning, the world was sung into existence from our atua. And those are all those different elements that are represented in the sounds of taonga puoro. So, yeah.
Can you introduce us to some of the taonga puoro that you have in your collection?
Yes, sure. So I'll start off with the hue, the gourds. Because I know you fellas up there are great gourd growers. So this one's a hue puruhau. The hue puruhau is also a taha. So it was our tupuna's mine's water bottles. But this one, when it's a puruhau, a hue puruhau mimics the sound of the kākāpō, which is our giant parrot, the biggest parrot in the world too. So when you hear the kākāpō making this sound, it's the male at the night time, and they're basically calling out for a mate. Yeah, so they sing to partner up with their hoa rangatira, and then away they go. Yeah, so that's the hue puruhau. Then you got the little gourds. This is a ponga ihu. And you get different types of hue. Some are big, some are little, some are tiny. This one's a little one. And this one's played with the ihu. Koina te ingoa ponga ihu. And the mahi of the ponga ihu is he whakarata te wairua te tangata to sort of, you know, help us to calm, have a nice calm, relaxed sort of, create a calm, relaxed atmosphere. There's the ponga ihu. If you take the end of the ponga ihu off, you can make a karanga manu. And I'm just blowing across the edge, and it makes me sound like I got more of a beak-like sound. So that's a karanga manu. You can take the end of a bigger one off, and you can make a karanga weka. So this is the call to the weka. Yeah, that's that one. Obviously, they would have helped our tupuna back in the day to hunt the weka pre-supermarket times. And then another end of a gourd, or hue, is in the shape of the whale's tooth, the nguru. And so, you can play it. Yeah.
Tell us about how important it is to understand where these taonga puoro come from.
I feel like it's important because it helps keep us connected to our pūtaiao, to our whenua, to the māra, to, you know, rangi nui, papa tuanuku. And because we've got so much musical influence now, it's for me, it's really important for us to know the origins of our music. Particularly as Māori, we've got instruments like the pūtorino. You won't find this anywhere else in the world. It's much like a you know, didgeridoo or iraki in Australia, or bagpipes in Scotland. Like, this is our puro that we only have here, you know, and you won't find it anywhere else. And just the whakapapa and the stories that go with them are all about sort of uplifting and maintaining our health, you know, through music.
Katauri loved her pūtorino so much, she took the form of a butterfly and lived inside her cocoon, hence the shape of our beautiful pūtorino, very cocoon-like. And so she lived in there and by herself, and in the evening she would come to the top of her cocoon and she would sing this beautiful song. She would sing to the moon, and her song sounded like this.
And that music is, like I said before, the connection to the environment. So it's like the music of, I call it the voices of the elements, yeah, which is sort of like the, you know, reo o ngā atua. Oh yeah, so this I'll play the pūtorino. So you got three sounds in the pūtorino. The first one's the taha wahine, the sound of the female. And then you got te taha tāne, the sound of the male. And then you got the, when you put those two together, you got the sound of the tamariki. So so that's the pūtorino. This one around my neck, like I said before, is the whale's tooth. Yeah, this one's called a nguru, and you play it with your nose. This one's the sound of the albatross. So albatross wing bone, the toroa. Then you got the sound of like tāwhiri through the porotiti. This is a porotiti made from Pounamu. You can also play this porotiti like a nguru. What else have I got in here? Oh, you fellas might appreciate this. This is a coda from the crayfish leg. You just suck that meat out and then you get you a little screw or something or a nail and put a couple of holes in here, really easy to make. Then you got yourself a kōwauau kōura.
Hoi anō ēnei kōauau. These kōauau here are carved. Tell us a little bit about this carved kōauau and if you can demonstrate for us, Ehoa, some of the sounds that that kōauau can make.
Oh boy, yeah, so this one here has got a, this is a kōrero about pepepepepepe, is the tāne or the, yeah, the husband of Hine Raukatauri. So Hine Raukatauri is on this one here. She's our atua of all the pūoro, the goddess of music. And her tāne, is pepepe, so you can see there butterflies, that's his wings and stuff. The whakairo on here represents ngā haue whā, so it's quite inclusive of all the different cultures around the world. And it's got three different sounds. This is a soft sound. Then you got this sound. Then you got a high pitch sound. Yeah, and that one's called a porotu, that one.
In closing, Ewa, tell us a little bit about your mahi when you visit and demonstrate and explain the history of Taonga Puoro to people. What's that journey like and how do people receive the information about Māori music?
That's sort of like my mahi that I'm most passionate about is mostly going around kura with communities that are, you know, in whānau, part of the kura. And just sharing, you know, just what we've done here, sharing the sounds, sharing the stories, and then getting the kids to make them, you know, so that they can play their own ones, or even just showing them how you can make a kōauau out of a crayfish leg, and just getting them re-engaged back with our music, you know. And most of the time, even our Pākehā kids, they love it too, you know. It's really it's really something I feel like there should be more of in kura, you know, like, and I mean, our kids love it, and I'm really lucky for that, because without that support from them, then, you know, it sort of dies off. Yeah, we'll die off with us, and then, you know, we won't be around anymore. So
these are like a microphone for our tupunas. They used these like a microphone back in the day. So just reincorporating that back into the mix of the modern times.
I think it's just, you know, having that representation so that other people know what our music is, you know. So how I've done this festival a few years back, so they just got the call back, and you know, I love coming up here and just sharing what I've got to offer and representing us, you know, musically. And I mean, just meeting all our other kazis and, you know, all of our Pacific kazis and hearing their music, and then trying to get our game on, you know, see who's can capture the most ears and all that stuff.
Well, ka mihi a hau ki a koe, Jerome. Tēnā koe, whakamārama mai nei, te āhuatanga o ēnei taonga, me te reo e puta nei i ēnei taonga. He reo Māori anō kei ēnei taonga Puoro, nō reira, tēnā koe, e whakamārama mai nei te āhuatanga e pāna ki ēnei o tātou taonga tūpuna. Tēnā koe, Jerome.
Jē, tēnā koutou, tēnā kōrua. Jē, nā mihi.
Kia ora, have a mean day, everyone.